You know, we're on the eve, really, of the weekend, and a lot of you will have plans probably to go out for dinner. Maybe you've been out for dinner recently. Have you noticed the prices at your favorite restaurants may be a little higher than what you've been expecting, what you've been experiencing recently? Well, you're not alone. We know that restaurants have faced some real challenges over the past couple of years, and now they're facing even more because a combination of issues, including rising costs, inflation, food prices, a big one. Of course, labor, a tough one as well right now. So what does that mean for your favorite food spot? What does it mean if you're going there? Let's get into it with Mark Von Schellwitz, the Western Vice President of Restaurants Canada. Hey, Mark, welcome back to the show.
Good afternoon, Jalen.
Were you expecting more? Was the industry expecting more, I guess, me coming out of the pandemic, that things would have gotten better sooner?
Well, certainly that was our hope. And in actual fact, we've got to be pleased. There is some good news because customers are coming back to restaurants, but unfortunately, profitability is not. We're still not at where we were before the pandemic as far as average spend and sales, but they're getting there. But those are inflated a little bit because of inflation, those numbers. And the big obstacles that, of course, the industry has to come over during this time is, you know, 85% of our members, they took on additional debt just to keep their doors open during the pandemic. So they're trying to pay that back. And with labor shortages being so acute, I mean, they're three times as large. In Canada right now, there's 171,000 job vacancies in the food service industry alone. And that's resulting in, you know, our members only being able to operate at 80% capacity. And they have to be fully open to generate the revenue to pay back all this debt. And then, of course, you've got inflation, and then you've got those rising interest rate costs that are making it even more challenging to pay back the debt. So it's certainly a bumpy road to recovery. And as I call it right now, the industry is going through sort of through a post-pandemic hangover. And it's really a challenging situation for many of our members. And, you know, it's really alarming to me that we have, you know, 72% of our members saying that their management and their owners are getting burnt out because they're having to work so many overtime hours just to sort of cover those gaps in the shifts that are there right now because they are trying to keep their doors open as much as possible.
And you know what, Mark, I'm hearing that from some of my friends who are restaurant owners who are trying to keep things going and keeping on top of that while battling all of these issues that have, you know, it's a culmination through the pandemic and the fallout from it. You talk about that post-pandemic hangover. So I'm wondering what the, you know, what the Advil looks like for the industry as far as to try to make it better. I mean, it's not like you can throw back a couple of Advils and take a Pedialyte and things are back to normal. So, you know, what would be some of those things that could help right now? Obviously, grocery prices, food prices, the cost of buying those, you know, causing some real grief at the restaurants because that's added cost.
No question. And let's not forget some of the positive signs. I mean, some recent polling, we know that 90% of Canadian consumers still feel that they're getting really good value at restaurants. Mm-hmm. They're comfortable eating outdoors. You know, they're really positive about the food service employees. And so there are some positive sides on the consumer side. But, of course, there's some headwinds as well as these interest rates rise and, you know, consumer confidence dips a little bit. But what the industry really needs and where the government can certainly help step in as do no harm, don't add any more costs or regulations right now, recognize we're in a fragile state, and really help us get over this labor challenge that we have, which is more acute in our industry than others. We've been the slowest to recover our job numbers, and we are the third largest employer in Alberta, so that's sort of where we can help, and also some forgiveness or some extensions on some of those loan repayments, because it has been such a challenging time, and I know in talking to many members that they're just wondering how they're going to pay back some of these loans when they can't even operate at full capacity right now.
Yeah, so Mark, you talk about do no harm. Have there been conversations or any fruitful conversations with you know, the powers that be about the concerns of the industry right now and what the hope is moving forward?
No question. We've had lots of discussions, and I have to say the Alberta government has been really open to a lot of our suggestions, and I think they certainly understand where we're at, and we're certainly doing a lot of advocacy at the federal level as well. In fact, we have a big day on the Hill planned in October to talk about those labor challenges. And some of the other things that are really concerning are some of the red tape and some of the regulatory burden coming with all these municipal bans and provincial regulations when it comes to takeout and delivery, which of course is takeout tripled and delivery doubled over the course of the pandemic, and that's here to stay. And on the one hand, we've got consumers demanding more and more of this takeout products, and then we've got a lot of municipal governments sort of trying to go the opposite way and trying to make it as difficult as possible for those people to access takeout and delivery products.
Why would they be doing that? Why would they be doing that?
If for environmental, they're trying to reduce. Yeah. They're trying to reduce waste. They're trying to reduce plastic waste, and we get that, and we're willing to work with them, and we've done loads of things to do it. But there's got to be a consistent, harmonized approach to this, and we got a lot of frustrations where one municipality's one set of bylaws dealing with it, and some have fees, and some are banning this, and some are banning that. It's really confusing out there. So we just need to control that red tape and have some harmonization when it comes to these different regulations that are coming out. Place and sometimes we wish that the municipal, provincial, and federal governments more aligned in what they're putting forward rather than having a patchwork of different approaches.
Mark Van Schelwitz joining me from Restaurants Canada this afternoon. You talked about the labor shortage, and we've heard a lot of talk about that. Well, you said 171,000 food services vacancies, and that's a huge number. And of course, we're seeing it in the restaurants and a lot of places that we like to go. I mean, doors have to be closed on some days, or sometimes when you're in there. Maybe the service isn't as great. You know, they're doing their best given what they have. What can be done on that front? What is the industry doing to try to attract more people back into those roles?
Oh, certainly, you know, we've got to be more proactive. I mean, the industry has always had, you know, with young people coming into the industry, it used to be, you know, a decade ago, we had 100,000 more young people entering the workforce every year than are today. So 77% of our members are raising wages, they're raising benefits, they're offering even more flexibility. And you've got to remember, we are a fun industry, you know, for sociable people, for foodies and everything like that. And we also cater to their schedules where we offer them the flexibility to work when they want. So we're working really hard on that, and I think that the proactive approach is really helping. And of course, we certainly need some help, I think, from the federal government and the provincial government when it comes to the provincial nominee program, temporary foreign worker programs. There's a huge backlog of immigrants right now. We have to get some of these refugees that are here from Ukraine and Afghanistan. We've got to employ them, and so we're working really hard to do that, I think you know restaurants have got to do a better job, certainly in their recruitment efforts, than they're doing now. And I think, though, slowly but surely, I think people will be coming back to the industry as the pandemic becomes more of a distant memory, because it was really challenging for our staff during that time, not knowing what hours they're going to get depending on what restrictions and closures were happening, and also confrontations with staff with these other mandates. So it was a pretty tough time, but I'm optimistic. You know, the industry has been so innovative and resilient through these last 2 years that they'll find a way, as long as we can overcome some of these other challenges. And bottom line, we still need people to keep supporting our industries, keep going out to their local restaurants and supporting us to help us get through this fragile time.
And you know what, and I hear that, Mark, and I know a lot of people hear that, but we also know that I think menu inflation is going up, expected to be about 8% this year, and that's tough, and a lot of people were struggling as well with all the other costs. So, you know, how do we balance that? You know, that's a challenge.
And one example of that is, you know, we're certainly experiencing much higher cost increases, everything from natural gas, 22%, most of our major commodities, cooking oil, beef, all these things have gone up far more than menu inflation. So what restaurateurs are doing there is they're paring down their menus or readjusting them to try and still offer value, but to reduce their inventory. And they're doing everything they can not to pass those costs onto the consumer, recognizing that right now, it's really key to keep our customers coming back to the restaurant. So they are working. They're very resilient and innovative in how they're dealing with their menu and how they can keep offering that great value to their guests.
And Mark, always appreciate your time. Thanks for joining me this afternoon.
My pleasure, Dylan.
Yeah, take care. Mark Von Schellwitz is the Vice President for Western Canada with Restaurants Canada. Have you noticed it when you've gone out for dinner lately, the prices on the menu? Yeah, I mean, obviously, with all of those other costs, they have to cover those costs, and then the price goes up on the menu a little bit, and it's tricky, right? Those margins, apparently in the hospitality industry, very, very tight. And you want to continue to get your customers to come back, but you've got to find that level of, you know, what will they pay and what can you afford to charge? And afford to charge, I mean, in a different couple of ways, right? Because it is noticeable and it is tight for a lot of folks out there. You know, being able to go out and have a nice night out, it adds up. 780-496-0063. What have you seen when you've been out for dinner lately? And also curious to know, what's your favorite spot these days? Let's share, my friends. Spread some love for some of those businesses, those favorite food places that you like to go to that might be struggling a little bit right now.
I'm not just a pawn in this game.
Three nights a week on Global.
They're putting targets on their back. Massive.
Drama.
I guess you could say I'm in a showman.
They're just so in love and so annoying. Enough.
Betrayal.
The guy just put up his best friend now.
And plot twists.
What is happening right now?
You'll never see coming.
If you're coming for me,
this is perfect.
I'm coming for you then.
It'll be a battle.
Like, it'll be war.
Big Brother Canada. All new Tuesdays, Wednesdays, and Sundays on Global. Stream on Stack TV.